This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Mexico's Supreme Court has delayed a decision on whether or not to overturn a ban on U.S. fresh potato imports. National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles says delaying this decades-long struggle even more means massive losses for U.S. potato growers.
So we did the math on this, Bob, and you know the rough assumption is that the U.S. fresh potato market, if we get access to Mexico, is going to be about a $200 million a year market, which would be extremely substantial. It'd be one of our absolute largest export markets.
And Quarles says when you break those numbers down,
every day that we are held out of Mexico, assuming a $200 million annual market, is over $500,000 in lost sales and all the U.S. jobs that those sales support. That's every single day that this is delayed.
But of course, that, Quarles says, means little to Mexican potato growers.
Remember, the Mexican potato industry, they don't need to win any of these lawsuits. What they need to do is delay them and keep kicking the can down the road to make sure that the rulings never come. And that would be perfectly satisfactory for them to keep protecting their market.
Quarles says a letter from the NPC and other groups to Ag Secretary Vilsack and U.S. Trade Representative Tai urges enforcement of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Tune in tomorrow for more.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.